Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest names in the business are friends of the program here on You Better You Bet.
The great Ian Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hey, everyone, it's Brian Anderson of TNT Sports, and you are listening to the great Rick and Jimmy. And these two are such close friends. And Nick and Femi. Better bet. Bet. You should bet. No, you better bet now. Better. You better you bet. Nick and Femi, you better you bet. My favorites.
This is You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The wonderful Football Wednesday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Costos, our unbelievable crew, and whoever the hell you are, here on the BetMGM Network. First hour of the show, we started with sound from the newest quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts. And no, we're not talking about Brett Rippon or Riley Leonard, 44-year-old Philip Rivers. Riley Leonard, full practice today for the Indianapolis Colts, but Shane Steichen leaving the door open for Rivers starting regardless of Riley Leonard's health earlier today. I would guess it's 51% that Philip Rivers starts on Sunday if Riley Leonard's healthy. That's my guess, is that Rivers will play because the Colts can't afford to mess around. No first-round picks for the next 2 years. Have to win. Rivers said today at the presser that Steichen called him like right after the game on Sunday, which means Steichen was thinking during the game, oh my God, season's over. I think Rivers is going to play on Sunday, and we'll see where the line goes. I might be interested in betting the Indianapolis Colts. Think about this, right? Max Brosmer in Minnesota a couple weeks ago, 13 on the road at Seattle. Indianapolis right now is 13.5. Ask yourself, is that right? And it may be right. No one knows because we've never seen anything like this before. So talked about Philip Rivers maybe starting this week for the Indianapolis Colts. Got into a bunch of the games coming up week 15 in the NFL, including Kenny Pickett going to start for the Raiders on Sunday on the road at the free-falling Philadelphia Eagles. We'll get back to week 15 20 minutes from now, roll through the games, and that will feature the Packers and the Broncos coming up in Denver, a Super Bowl 33 rematch that the world's been waiting for. Super Bowl 32, that's 1997. My bad, everybody. So that's coming up in 20 minutes. And we also got into the University of Michigan firing Sharon Moore with cause for engaging in an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. And I think the big question coming out of this, is Bryce Underwood going to be the quarterback of Michigan next year, or is he going to enter the portal and go somewhere else? This is a quarterback who could be the number one overall pick in the NFL draft in a couple of years. A massive move in college football. Michigan fires Sharon Moore that will have major ramifications on the sport heading into the 2026 season. Kicking off hour number two right now is Odyssey Sports NFL Insider. My friend, the great Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. My friends, what's going on?
How are you, Nick? I'm just listening. Just hire Wink Martindale at Michigan. They go back and win a championship with Wink. You'd be just fine.
Can I throw something out at you?
Yeah.
Let's say the Ravens miss the playoffs.
Okay.
John Harbaugh?
Why would you fire John Harbaugh?
Because they can't get over the hump.
Well, what's the hump? The Super Bowl? Winning a Super Bowl? He's won one. How many does he have to win two?
Well, so
he's been in the playoffs. How many times has he been in the playoffs?
So here is my counter to that, right? Okay. I've been saying for a long time, and I think John Harbaugh is a great coach. I think Sean McDermott's a great coach. I'm a Giants fan, right? I would love for my team to have either guy as their coach. In the history of the NFL, Baldy, we have never seen, in the Super Bowl era, we have never seen a coach quarterback pairing last as long, and they're the same draft, right, with the same coaches. McDermott, Josh Allen, Lamar, John Harbaugh, 2018 NFL draft, both in the first round. We have never seen coach quarterback pairings go this long without even getting to a Super Bowl that have won one. I kind of think the expiration date's been reached on both. Now, I'm not saying Lamar and Josh can't win Super Bowls. I think that they may need different head coaches to get them over the hump. So I'm not saying that John Harbaugh is a bad coach, just that at what point do you make a change and stop doing the same thing over and over again? So that would be my take on it.
All right, well, I'm defending here, John, because I like what he's done. But at the same time, I never believe in firing a coach unless you have his replacement. And he's a better coach. So who's that? Who is that person? Like who would they bring in? Like, I mean, they brought John was Monken? A special team coach forever under Andy Reid and coached defensive backs for 1 year. And, you know, they took John over everybody else and it was the right choice. Now, I don't know who's running, if there's a search, I don't know who would be running the search and what they're looking for. But I mean, maybe you should start with special teams coaches. He was the best in the league at that time.
And I remember that was 2008, right? And the question was, are they going to hire Jason Garrett, who was the Cowboys offensive coordinator at the time?
Yep.
Garrett stayed, and then the Cowboys fired Wade Phillips midseason that year, and Garrett got promoted, obviously, and became the full-time head coach after that.
They drafted Joe Flacco. He started day one with John, and they paired that together. And to your point, coach
went to the AFC title game year one, literally, with 2008.
Won a Super Bowl in, I don't know, a couple years later.
12. Yeah.
Okay. Super Bowl 12, yeah. Okay.
In 2012, yeah, beating the San Francisco. I mean,
was that 4 years later, 5 years later?
Yeah.
Like it was within his first contract. I think Joe, in fact, I'm almost positive it was his fifth year and Joe played out his contract and he gambled on himself and was the Super Bowl MVP.
And then got the huge deal as Joe Flacco elite. And I was wacko for Flacco. I bet the Ravens every game in that playoff run. Special thanks. Every year, I feel like I should send like Raheem Moore a fruit basket for that angle that he took in the end of regulation with Jacoby Jones and the Baltimore Ravens in that game in Denver against Peyton Manning and the Broncos.
Yep.
That's a story for a different time.
Yes,
so maybe it's just going to be Wink Martindale. Biff Poggi is apparently going to be the interim coach for Michigan. He was their interim coach when Sharon Moore was suspended for a couple games. What a run it's been at Michigan. At least they won that national title.
I mean, Biff Poggi, he was at Duke 1 year when I was there. I never saw him, not once. He transferred from Pitt to Duke, and he was there. We were all excited about getting Biff Poggi on the offensive line. I never saw him. I don't know what happened to him. But I've known Biff since I was in college. So when I see his name pop up every once in a while, I'm like, oh, he is like there is a real person of Biff Poggi. I just never saw him when I was at Duke.
How funny that just to think about that, right? Just like the sliding doors of life. You guys are going to be on the offensive line together in college. Now and I'm not just saying this to blow smoke, one of the most recognizable and respected NFL analysts like in the world. And he's now the head coach at the University of Michigan. Just like really funny, really funny how life works, right?
Yeah, it is funny.
And that takes us into something else that's very funny about how life works. You know, I'm a gigantic sports fan and have been my entire life. Yeah. We've never seen anything like this before.
No,
with Philip Rivers as a played.
No, you know, there's no comp.
What are you expecting?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, you're a sport fan, right? So I believe that Philip Rivers knows how to call a play. He's played with Mo Alie-Cox. He's handed off to Jonathan Taylor. He's thrown passes to Michael Pittman. Quentin Nelson's been his Pro Bowl left guard when he was there. He's got some familiarity there. He's got to build some timing, you know, with some of the other guys, Ty Warren and Josh Downs, whatever. But I believe he can do that. I believe he knows where to go with the ball pre-snap, etc. Here's what is I think he's going to struggle with. Like every athlete, this is especially with boxers, Nick. Like what slows down is your reaction time. Like you see it, you just can't react at the same speed that you once did. Your neurons don't fire the same. Like it's just different. So I'm sure this week in Seattle, like Mike McDonald, if he sees him, like they're going to have Devin Witherspoon, they're going to have Emma Nwori. These guys are going to come after him. Like how quickly can he recognize it, see it, and react to it? Or if somebody is coming right in the A-gap right at him, can he react the way he was used to reacting? Because he was always a guy that, you know, a big, strong guy that could, it was hard to get to the ground, big old country boy out of Alabama. But I believe the reaction time, we're going to see that he's going to struggle in that department.
I said earlier, 51% chance I think Rivers starts on Sunday. And the only reason I say that is because Shane Steichen said, regardless of Riley Leonard's health, that that Rivers could play. Now, Leonard had a full practice today. This is pencil, not pen. What is your guess, Baldy, as to who will start on Sunday for the Colts on the road in Seattle?
Well, I mean, look, this thing, they're in free fall right now. You know, I mean, Jacksonville went up and down the field on him. I'm, what was it, 21-0 before he looked up in that game the other day? Riley Leonard didn't play bad. I think I got that right. Did I get that right, Nick?
Was it close enough?
Yeah.
They blitzed him.
Yeah, it was bad. But, I mean, Riley didn't play bad. He converted a bunch of third downs. You know, like he got the ball to the open guy. He's a – like, I know Riley. He went to Duke. I've seen him before some Colt games this year. I've gotten to know him a little bit. We have respect for the coach at Texas A&M that coached him at Duke. Like, he's a great kid. He's smart, smart as hell. And he's a great athlete. You put him on a basketball court, he's going to be dunk. He's a dunking fool. Like, he's a great athlete. But, I mean, like all these guys, like, he needs NFL Europe. He needs seasoning. Like, if I'm Nick right now and I got to win and I got to get out of this tailspin and I'm going to get against a great team, I'd probably ride with Phil. I'd probably take his experience and ride with him and live with it. Like, that's probably what I do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so let's just, and Baldy does not bet, right? But nope. We can still have conversation. So here's the way I'm going to frame this question.
Okay.
So right now, and I think it's interesting, and Brian Baldinger, our Odyssey Sports NFL insider here on the show, Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Hope the sponsors are happy. Now we can get back to football. So a couple weeks ago, right? Hey, this is an interesting comp. Max Brosmer, undrafted rookie free agent, starts for the Vikings on the road in Seattle.
Right.
The game closes in the betting market, Seattle minus 13.
Okay.
Seahawks obviously shut them out and win 26-0 in the game.
Right.
So right now, Seattle is close. They're not there yet, but they're what we call, Baldy, a juiced 13.5. So we're close to being at 14. So the betting market right now is saying that the Phil Rivers / Riley Leonard Colts are worse against Seattle than the Max Brosmer-led Minnesota Vikings, right? And whether or not that should, like, we've never seen this before. There's no comp for it if Rivers is going to play. So if I tell you that Phil Rivers starts for Indianapolis on Sunday, let's just call it 14. Two touchdowns is the point spread. You don't bet, but if I had to guess, like, can Indy keep this within any type of shouting distance, or is this an absolute route for Seattle? Like, what do you see in your mind's eye for this game?
I think it's a route. I mean, Seattle doesn't fool around. They don't play close games. Like, yes, against the Rams or the 49ers, you know, good teams, yes. They play, but bad teams, they just put them away. I mean, I don't think this is going to be close. Like, I think Seattle's schedule is just falling. Like, you know, they're just getting, you know, some tomato cans lined up right now. And they do not fool around. It was 6-6 at halftime last week in Atlanta. And then it was just turnover, turnover, turnover. Devin Witherspoon, interception. Devin Witherspoon, tip ball interception. You know, it was just one play after another.
Emmanuel was awesome in the game.
Emmanuel is like, he's a freak, you know. I mean, he's the Derwin James, Kyle Hamilton. I mean, he's just, you know, this positionless player. And he's got all this, he's probably got more skills than all of those guys. Faster, bigger, fat, you know, jumps higher, all that stuff. And Mike McDowell knows exactly how to use him. Like, you don't know where he's coming from. He's all over the field. But they're so solid right now. I can't see, unless Jonathan Taylor runs wild. And that's a tough team to run on. In fact, I think Seattle right now, if I'm not mistaken here, like, they're second against the run in this league right now. Like, they're legit. Like, those guys up front, those horses up front don't fool around. Byron Murphy, Big Cat Williams, Jerron Reed, like, those guys are getting after it. And I don't know, that crowd's going to go. I think it's going to be a tough spot, whether it's Phil or whether it's Riley.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see it on Sunday.
No, we got to watch.
Oh, you know we're going to watch. But we only have about a minute.
Point, though, Nick, real quick, I know you got.
Yeah. Oh, but please.
I did television for NFL Europe for 10 years. I saw Kurt Warner. I saw Jake Delhomme. I saw John Kitna. Like, I saw all these guys that were nobody, literally nobody. And they went to NFL Europe, and they got a chance to play, and they came into this league, and they were really good players. Like, we've got no farm system to develop quarterbacks. Max Brosner shouldn't be out there. He should have played 10 games in some spring league someplace. Like, we have to find a way to develop these quarterbacks.
Well, we have, like, the XFL or the UFL or whatever it's called now, right?
But, like, they've got to find – it's got to be simpatico with the NFL where, like, Max, we're sending you to Birmingham. You're playing this year. You're going to start 10 games for him. And you come back to training camp and come back a more polished player. We'll find out if you – the good thing that over NFL Europe was when Kurt Warner went over there, nobody knew him. You know, he got cut by all these teams. But we knew he could play at the end. But we also saw a lot of guys go over there, and we knew they couldn't play. And some of these guys, rather than lose a game at the NFL level during a season, and when you don't know if he can win or lose a game for you, or if he can play or not play, have that figured out before you decide to go to Riley Leonard or Max Brosner or, you know, some other guy that we've seen over the last 20 years that can't play in this league.
Here's a quick NFL Europe story. As a Giants fan, I remember when the 49ers signed Jose Cortez, and he beat the Giants in the first game of the season on Thursday night at NFL Europe. Just funny, the things that you remember back in like 2003. Baldy, you're the best. We'll talk to you next week. Enjoy.
You got it, Nick. Take care, buddy.
Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. On the other side, the rest of the games coming up week 15 in the National Football League here on this Wednesday.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
this wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.